Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Tommy Two-Tone bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rob Grady is an author. Rob, tell us about your book.
Well, the five kick-ass strategy every business needs was developed from classes that I was teaching when I was at Marquette University, and I kind of evolved this strategy for developing business. There are only five ways to grow your business. And those five strategies I eventually turned into a book that Sourcebooks out of Chicago published, and it's still selling very well, so I'm very happy about that one.
So find it, and they can find it at Amazon, wherever books are sold?
Any place books are sold. The five kick-ass strategies, it's called, and it's really how to kickstart your business.
All right.
Get it moving.
Rob Grady, ladies and gentlemen, a great member of our Brain Trust. We're talking about his rules for good advertising copy. There are 10 of them. We've got through five. What's the sixth one, Rob?
Always use testimonials. The best form of advertising is word of mouth, but if you can't, you know, get Joe to tell Susie what a great product you have, get Joe to tell you, and then you can use Joe's testimonial, and maybe Susie will read it and buy your product.
It's so, a form of
testimonials
earned media.
Today, absolutely.
Today, there's something called earned media, they call it, and it's where other people say nice things about you. It's the holy grail of marketing, and it coincides with some research that I've seen in the last couple of years, Rob, and that's that people are 70% more likely to believe what somebody else says about you than they are to what you say about yourself. And a testimonial is just that.
Your fellow consumer is a lot more credible than some anonymous copywriter.
My brother used to be in the car business, and he would have the cheesiest, dopiest, goofiest people you ever saw, bless their hearts, you know, doing testimonials on television. You'd think, these people look like deer in the headlights, right? And I said, I'd ask you about it. He said, those work like you wouldn't believe.
Testimonials are the foundation of good advertising.
Yeah.
If you can put one even in your headline, that's the ideal.
Yep.
Get somebody to say something wonderful that's a primary benefit, and that's a great headline.
And probably the more unrefined, the more unelegant, the more amateur they are about it, the better off you are.
The more believable.
Their words, the more
believable.
Yeah, don't edit their words. Let their words ring. All right, what's next?
Absolutely. It's much more believable that way.
What's next?
Which leads me to my next commandment, which says make sure you tell the truth, because you could be found out, or you could simply, the inherent tendency to believe your product is the best, your customers won't believe you unless you back it up with facts.
Right, right.
There's just a natural tendency to look sideways at the guy who says, trust me. So make sure that you always use... If you're going to use facts, make sure that you're accurate and always tell the truth in your advertising.
Yeah.
The eighth rule that I say is ignore awards. A lot of people write advertising with lots of flowery prose because they want to make sure that they win an ad in the next year's ad awards. Nobody cares about awards unless they sell product.
Rob, that is something to be careful about with professionals. And including the ones who develop your websites, be careful that they're not developing the website for their peers and not your customers.
Good advertising sells the product without drawing attention to itself. Sell the product. You don't want people to remember your ad. You want people to remember the product that you advertised.
Yep, well said.
Rule number nine, always tell them where and when to buy. I can't tell you how many ads I've seen that don't tell me where do I get the product. You've convinced me. You've used facts. You've used a testimonial. You've got me convinced to buy that product because your primary benefit appeals to me. But where do I buy this? What, can I get it at my hardware store? Do I have to go online? Where do I buy the product?
I sent an online invitation to a bunch of people a few years ago, and somebody emailed me back and said, hey, Jim, we don't know where this is. I didn't put it on. Where to go?
I get emails like that.
It was just
a great idea. I'd love to go.
Your point is you don't.
Where is it?
You can't believe that you might overlook something like that, but you will. You can.
It's so fundamental, and yet people just drop it off the edge.
Or the time. Or the time.
When is this? Or something. When is it or where is it? And it's one of the most common things that people forget in their ad.
Yeah.
The 10th rule is I always say review your ad for three key elements. And the first one, does it have impact? Is it going to break the boredom barrier? Do you make me stop in my tracks to read your ad or to listen to what you have to say? So does it have impact?
Basically, go back over the previous nine elements, right?
Absolutely. Is it gonna make me want to read your ad over all of the other ones that I'm exposed to?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is it is an on-strategy. Typically, there are three strategies, quality, service, or price. You've decided in your strategy you're going to build your advertisement around, pick one, quality, service, mm-hmm. or price. Stay consistent with that. Is your ad on strategy? Or does it say, oh, we're the greatest service in the world, but we also have the lowest price? Okay, now you're selling more than one thing. Don't confuse your customers. Keep on strategy. And then the third thing is it honest? Does it have impact? Is it on strategy? And is it honest? And if you can complete those three elements in your ad, you've probably done a really good job.
And, folks, if you don't have time to do all 10 of these, just go to number 10. That's got most of them wrapped inside of it.
Pretty much.
Words matter, folks. You cluck over the words, even the commas. Hey, Rob, good job today. You want to give us a website, please?
My website is robertgrady.com, and Grady is spelled G-R-E-D-E.
Hey, good job today, Rob. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Jim, always good to talk with you. Thank you much.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.